Welcome to the Stay Out of My Fridge podcast, formerly known as the Beard Laws podcast. We're your host, Beard Laws, Brandon J. McDermott, and you've been whacking off, serve up a delicious blend of discussions just as diverse as the contents of your fridge. Join us as we delve into a smorgasbord of topics ranging from the savory to the sweet to the cheesy to the spicy. Expect no shortage of surprises as we explore everything from the spoils of spoiled milk to the hidden treasures of your meat drawer. We're going to dish out some vegetable jokes, sprinkle in some food puns, and garnish our conversations with a generous helping of humor. Whether you're a culinary connoisseur or just someone who loves a good laugh, Stay Out of My Fridge is the perfect podcast to satisfy your appetite for entertainment. So grab a snack, pull up a chair, and join us as we serve up a delectable feast for your ears.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In this week's episode of Triple T,
y'all play dangerous games.
Thank God no one went to the hospital, and a lot of side drama, but no one died.
I know I say this every time, but I don't think I'm ever drinking again.
And I was drinking some seltzers that I think we talked about a little bit that would make any dad happy to drink. Burley, I know you're not drinking, but
this
they have
man
a great...
is on the ball today. He's
this
just
guy?
Side skirting. He's juking, jiving.
Dude.
I don't like killers.
We're back for another episode of Triple T. I don't know what the T's are going to stand for this week. Maybe we'll come up with it. But as always, and by always, because we've done it once, we're going to put everything that I remember to put in here into the image generator for AI, and that's going to be our artwork. Did it last week. Check it out. Joining me, as always, that's going to be a cool thing to say, is Goot and Burley. Both had a pretty rough night last night. And yeah. I'm going to let you boys just dabble into whatever
the light
I know
day
already.
Over here. Day and night over here. So yeah, yesterday was a drinking contest for Highlander for their company one. So we actually broke it down for like 15 minutes to 10 to 5 to 2.5. So I finished in third place with 32 shots.
Of what? Second, 32 shots of what?
It was
not that we encourage binge drinking, but if you're going to do it responsible like Goot.
Yes. Thank God for vitamins and H-proof. That saved my life. Burley, it was a mix of 10 different liquors. So we had a wheel and would spin it. And whatever number that landed on, we'd drink that liquor.
Y'all play dangerous games.
Dangerous.
We were just
so this is me. Walk. This is me just asking because I you can shit on me. I'm not a movie guy. I'm going to admit it all the time. No, of Highlanders. No. But is the drinking correlate with the movie Highlanders, or was it just you were doing a drinking contest and it happened to be Highlanders?
They planned it out that way. They wanted Highlander to be because, you know, there can only be one. So they wanted to tie in something fun. I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay,
fine.
I can see the tie-in, I guess. It's a dangerous move, but.
Yes. Thank God no one went to the hospital. and a lot of side drama, but no one died.
Hey, that's a good thing, right? And Chug Life, you had a night.
Yeah, I might have been an asshole and started drama.
Different drama.
I know I say this every time, but I don't think I'm ever drinking again.
Yeah, I'm not drinking again either. The last time I did this was 3 years ago at a wedding, and like I was mixing alcohol or wine, liquor, and beer. And I was like in
mixing
the
40s. Alcohol with what? Goo? Here yeah. we go.
Okay.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh,
man, I had a timid night. I sat by a bonfire. I have a thing with bonfires. Like, I love sitting by a bonfire. Burley has no pants for anybody just watching them. No, I'm just
I missed it.
There's a guy around here. You can fill your whole truck up for like $60, $80 maybe. I can't remember. Let's go with 80 in case somebody listens to it and then is like, oh, you only got it for $80 by the truckload, and he bundles it for you. I have one of those stoves that are good if you sit by it solo or by more than one people. And the wife actually got me the heat deflector for it for a birthday or Christmas or something. And I tell you, it is a game changer. It throws off heat and you can actually cook on it. So I put like needed some melted butter, needed to cook some chicken. So I'm just out there by the bonfire sitting there. And I was drinking some seltzers that I think we talked about a little bit that would make any dad happy to drink. Burley, I know you're not drinking. But
this man
is
on the ball today. He's
this
just
guy?
Tight skirting. He's juking, jiving.
Dude, Death Row Records. What official drink is by these guys, and it's grape.
Dude. Yeah, that's terrible. That's bad.
I can't wait to fucking try it.
Dude, these are a big company, and I guess it really Death Row Records and them have this thing. It's fantastic. It is.
Is it really?
I talked about it on the Thursday show, which we recorded before then, so I don't want to get in there. But I did tell you guys I had my first Instacart experience. So if you guys want to listen, go to the show Thursday. I talk all about it. I'm in a small town. That was cool.
Nice
cool.
shit, huh?
For you guys to know, I was a little buzzed up, couldn't drive anywhere. So they brought me booze and snacks and the stuff that I needed just in case I was feeling a little rough to make the dinner for the family today. So,
Instacart is what? Like they grocery shop for you or whatever?
Yep, they go to the store, they do it, and then they bring it to you. And because I was a first-timer, I had free delivery. I don't know what the delivery charges are, but...
Whoa, outrageous.
Is it pretty bad? Either way, I had to pay a $4 service charge and then a tip. And the suggested tip was like $3. And I'm like, that seems low. So it was a pretty decent. I'm not over here saying I'm a baller and I gave like $20. But I don't know how the whole Instacart works, but I was generous. It was more than, it was like 20-25% tip. So
it's not available in my area. So congratulations. I feel that for you.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Dude.
You know how it searched? I searched. The wife was like, I love the lemon lime drinks from the Happy Dad. I wonder if it comes in a 12-pack. So I was like, so you go. And then it said the grape one, which I didn't know was a thing, available at this store called Price Chopper. And I'm like, huh? Instant. And they'll bring. So I ordered at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, 10:30. Person came and dropped it off. And I was like, this is awesome.
Game changer. It is convenient as fuck. It's definitely more expensive, but goddamn, is it convenient.
Especially at that time of night, you can't go anywhere. I didn't really want to go. In kind of how I shop is if I go to a store, I'm not going to get the shit just on the list. It's going to be extra. So even if I have to pay an extra $10-15 for someone to bring it to me, that's actually probably going to save me $40-50, if not
and
more.
And time. You know? Especially.
And I got to drive 30 minutes, round trip, 15-20 minutes to a store one way. You know what I mean? So it's going to save a little bit of time. Somebody else is going to get it. It's pretty cool. And I tried s'mores cereal for the first time today.
That sounds terrible.
It was pretty good. I know. I've been trying to eat healthy. This shit was good. It was some generic brand that I've never heard of. You get a bag of it for like $3. This shit was fantastic. But I've been eating like Cheerios and like Special K and all this healthy cereal for the last month. So maybe it was extra good because I was eating some sugary shit. But it was only 150 calories and I ate the ratio. So that's not terrible, right? 150 calories for a meal? I don't know the counting of calories or any of the shit. So it seemed good.
That's all I want to know.
I just remember the last time I went to a McDonald's and they were throwing the calories out on a meal and how like, I was like, holy shit. No wonder the prices are up. You're paying per calorie, I think, at this point now. Oh, I was like, holy shit, that's a lot. So I was like, 150 seems pretty good.
Apparently prices are going back up again at McDonald's now. Like they just announced like they're about to increase again. We've already talked about this, and I already haven't been in a long time. I have no idea what the prices are at McDonald's, but is it about to get crazier?
I can only imagine. I mean, a burger will cost $10 pretty much, like a Big Mac or a quarter pounder of cheese.
Hey, shame on us. Not specifically us, but if people continually pay for the prices, why wouldn't you? I mean, if I had a business that was in the money, like making money, and I could continually just jack the prices up.
It's convenience, dude.
It is.
Convenience. It's what we're just talking about with the fucking, you're going to pay more for your s'more cereal, but you don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and where you are, I don't think exactly Goop, but where you are, you can have food brought right to you too. Like you could have the McDonald's, you could have, you know, these other ones. I don't have that option, but this is one thing that I notice in a small town. We have a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Dunkin', a Tim Hortons. You know what I mean? Like we looked it up. Like the population of the city near me is like 9,000 people. That's a city. Damn, my town is like 4,000 people, you know, smaller.
Yeah.
Every time. It doesn't matter the time of the day. It doesn't matter the day. That McDonald's drive-thru is always fucking packed. Burger King is right across the road.
Sounds good.
I don't know that I've ever seen more than two vehicles in that drive-thru. Dunkin' Donuts right next to the Burger King. Also always fucking packed.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know anybody that's like Burger King rules. I don't know anybody that says that.
Damn, just the commercials do. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've never met a Burger King guy. It's always McDonald's people.
So speaking of McDonald's, did you hear that they're bringing Krispy Kreme donuts now for their breakfast menu?
Yes. What? By 2026, every McDonald's will have Krispy Kremes, but they're already rolling them out in certain areas.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how some people with some big brains figured out some kind of hack where you're going to take a very well-known donut brand and put it in the most well-known business in fast food ever. Like,
exactly. Do you guys have like a Royal Farms near you guys?
I don't think so.
So it's like, I guess it's a Maryland place or a Maryland themed, but they've been expanding to the Virginia area as well. Mm-hmm. But they have Krispy Kreme donuts delivered to them. It's like a gas station place to go. But
what's gonna kill? Sorry.
But they're well known for their chicken. So,
okay. Our biggest fundraiser for kids that like for the school stuff is a Krispy Kreme fundraiser.
Nice.
Where they just go, you know, they get a sheet, you pay X amount for them. Like that's gonna kill that fundraiser. I'd have to imagine like how many people are gonna buy overpriced donuts for a fundraiser when you can go to McDonald's and I'll get them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that drives me nuts. School fucking fundraisers. I don't get on Facebook a lot, but it's like every day, the same group of people that they feed me in the Facebook algorithm. It's like, my kid's selling this. Can you contribute? Now they're doing this. Can you contribute? Now this kid, like, good for your kid being active. But if you post every week a different fundraiser, it's tough. And then, like, kind of, not saying that they do, but you can get a little bit of an attitude from a text or something being like, we're not contributing. Listen, but we've spent that and there's multiple kids in this small community. We all have kids. Like I refuse. I'm like, kid, if you're doing this and being a coach and we do fundraisers, it's like each kid, you sell them, not your parent. I don't care how you do it. Go to a business, go to a place and say, hey, I'm selling this. You do it. It's your shit. Your parents are spending thousands of dollars for gas in hotels. Go raise your own goddamn money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's,
We figured out a hack on these fundraisers.
Ooh.
Where we almost don't participate in them at all. We figured out, okay, what prize do you want in this book? That you have to raise this much money? All right, we're buying this much stuff for our own family. Don't have to sell it to anybody else. Don't bother anybody. That's what we do every year.
It's not a bad move.
I don't want to have to bother people, burdening them with my kids' pretty eyes, making them feel bad.
This is a whole tangent, but we have three kids, you know, and it's this fundraiser for this. I get it. You start raising it, so by the time they're seniors, they can go on a trip. I get all that, but it's like, goddamn, now you got to do a fundraiser for this, the music club, the softball team, the basketball team, the soccer team. It's like back in the day, businesses, you know, they'd have these funds and you go hit up these businesses, and instead of making a kid go out and raise $50 on shit that costs 12 cents that cost the community and then wherever the money goes, just hit up local business and be like, hey, can we get like $500 for the soccer? We got to, you know, why can't we still do that?
It's, I would still say that all these fundraisers are still better than having a kid in like the Girl Scouts.
Mm.
Bruh, Girl Scouts seems like it's a thing. Like, yeah. Hustle those cookies. You gotta sell those cookies. There's oh man.
But they've gotten lazy. You can go online and buy the shit now and punch exactly. in a code. They don't have to sit outside the wall farts or the local drug stores. The greatest thing I've ever seen was when I saw the article, I don't know where it was, but the Girl Scouts set up right outside of bars and dispensaries. Made a killing.
Yeah, I knew about this dispensaries one. No, they definitely yeah. still are there's still boots on the ground here in Texas. I'll tell you what.
I can see that.
Yeah, my kids are doing this too. So they have a fundraiser card for all the different businesses in Winchester. So we were like, we're not buying this stuff. You can go out and sell it because they want all the prizes. Like, well, if you want, you can get to earn it. So we're teaching them how to like sell to people. So they'll be mm-hmm. outside, you know, Walmart or we can like an ice cream place and they're embarrassed. You know, they'll go up to somebody. So like, so look, imagine this way. Go talk to that person. You'll never see them again. Just say what you want to say. And like, you want to buy this or not? And my son took off with it. He was like, nice. Let's fucking do it. He's yeah. approaching everybody. And like, they're giving them money. They're buying cards. I'm like, God damn, that's my boy.
Yep. It's an art, you know, to do that. And I mean, even the car sales is, at least in this area, has become a thing where you don't really have to sell the cars. You just have to fill out the paperwork when the people go to you to get a car, because let's be honest, if you're going to go to a used car place, you have a budget and maybe there's a little bit of some hustle in there. But if you're going to a Chevy or a Ford dealership where all they have is new stuff, there's not really a lot of hustling anymore. You know what I mean? We're back in the day. It's like, this is the price. This is what you're going to get for a trade-in. There's really no wiggle room. Yeah. You can go to 7 different dealerships. They're going to give you the same. Are you going to buy it? Like, and we only have limited trucks. Vehicles, yeah. vans, whatever. We only have so many from the factory now. They're playing that card. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get what you get. Do you want this at this price?
I don't know. I don't know if they have these up there where y'all are at, but they have these. I can only describe them as like a spiral, like a spiral ramp full of cars, right? And you go in and you buy a car. There's no salesman, nothing. It's almost like a gumball. Really? Comes down. Put on the ground, you drive off with this thing. You basically do most of the shit online, but whenever you get there, it just comes out a little storage thing. Yeah, there's wow. no. They're no, getting we're... rid of people. They're getting rid of people, which I'm fine with. Car sales is so big.
I mean, why? I've always said in the state of New York, there are an over amount of jails. I mean, I don't know how many. Like, if you had to say in your area or your state, I mean, we could easily look that up. New York has a ton. Ton of jails.
What?
Jails. Like jails, prisons.
Oh yeah, we put them down here though too, dude. We're always making new room.
Right. Well, I mean, like state of Texas, big place. State of Texas, how many jails? You guys have any guesses?
It's got to be in, I don't know, 200. I'll say 200.
Cool.
350.
252 in 254 counties. The jail population, this is 2020, and this is the first thing that came up. It says the jail population in Texas is 69,610. Okay. Big state. Big That's state. Now, tough. Let's say New York. Not much. It's not bigger, but okay. In 20,000. Jail population in 2019 for New York.
Oh, I thought you were about to see 20,000 jails.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I was like, God no. damn.
62, and they've closed a lot of jails in the area. So 62 really? Jails in 62 counties. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's. I guess that does kind of. I thought it was a lot because I think when I talked to Euban, Missouri had like 2 or 3.
Yeah, they don't have any, you know.
Yeah, so there wasn't a lot, but like in my area, small town, I told you the population, there was 2 jails just in the area where I'm at, both mediums, and they closed one. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of small places. You know, there's a place like 50 minutes away, they had like 3 jails. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, there was a lot, but it's like in this day and age, how have they not figured out to put like a central jail that's ran by somebody where they just press a button and doors open. They do this. And if there's a riot, it's all self-conflicted. I mean, at the end of the day.
So, I don't know. Just start releasing the gas.
Press a button. Pretty much.
Yeah. Why hasn't Elon Musk done this yet?
Well, I mean, all their prisons are privatized, right? So
exactly.
Somebody set this up somewhere.
Not and then there's a lot of jobs that are paid by the state because they're all state employees. So the retirements are crazy good. You know what I mean? And somebody has to do it. They're pretty much like everywhere. It's not like be a correction officer. Be like they can't get people that want. But at the end of the day, it's like, why would you want to put in a 20 to 25 year sentence of working in a jail every single day? You know, like.
Would y'all work at a women's jail?
No,
I wouldn't want to. No way.
Really?
You ever have to work maintenance and clean women's bathrooms?
No. I'm just talking straight up security.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is I've had to work even maintenance worse. Clean. They're fucking nasty.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just...
So I'm assuming an all women's jail would be... I know where you're getting potential with the fantasy of like every inmate's potentially hot.
Yeah, you've never seen Caged Heat? Let's go.
Is it mayor of Kingstown? There's a scene with that where it's a women jail and like this new guy comes in and they target him. They want him to fuck with him, and like they try to get him, like they set him up and like they get him away. One lady has like stomach cramps one night, and like he's like trying to walk her to the doctor infirmary, and she like pulls him under the stairs and like, let's fucking fuck, and he's like, what? And like she's just gets him.
Damn. Just like, okay, that. Well, I don't like killers. I just want to.
All right, so here's I Googled because I love to Google. There's an Instagram account from a cult account. Maybe it's a cult. I don't know. Sorry if it is a cult, if I just expose you, but it's a TikTok account from Jen Gomez 2.0. And it says, women in prison stink. It's a little bit of a longer video, but I figure we'll play a little bit of it. Again, we probably don't have a lot of rights, so maybe we'll have to edit this out. But this is Jen Gomez.
Yo, now you really are going to tell me you don't want to be a guard? Yo.
I don't know if she's a guard. I think she's just talking about it. I haven't seen the video, but again, go check out Jen Gomez 2.0. It's Jen Gomez backup account. This one got a lot of it, and it says women in prison.
Gomez got some eyebrows.
Been 10 years in prison, been out a few years, and women stink. So... I'm going to tell you guys the most shocking thing I found out about females in general that I did not know and would not have known had I not gone to prison.
What's that accent?
For a decade. So when you get to prison.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, we all go through tough times, and it's okay to admit, we all go through times in life where it feels like life is throwing us curveballs. Whether it's stress, relationships, or just the everyday grind, having someone to talk to can make all the difference. To be honest, the everyday grind was starting to get to me, and I didn't want to go sit in an uncomfortable chair or couch in an office and talk to someone. I wanted to do it from my comfortable chair and my comfortable couch in my office. That's why I personally started using BetterHelp. I was able to choose the right therapist for me that got me, and it did take a couple of tries to find someone, but they were able to get me to start hitting those curveballs of life, and they actually taught me how to handle the stress of the daily grind, and they were able to, you know, teach me how to deal with the stresses of being a dad, a husband, coach, and everything else I try to juggle. So if you're anything like me, don't bottle it up. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/beardlaws today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beardlaws.
Then you are forced to take a shower. It's a mandatory shower. You don't have a choice in it. But once you get to your dorm, that's when you will start using the communal showers, the communal toilets, the communal everything, okay?
Let's play a game. What do you think she went to jail for?
And can we fix her?
Yeah. Bob the Builder. We can fix her.
You know what she went to jail for?
No.
Oh, okay. We're just making shit up.
Yeah, we're gonna make it up. Because she said she went to jail. I mean, we can. I'm gonna actively.
It's probably nothing. She's, you know, I'm gonna say
makeup.
It was, no DWI. Possibly ran over a toddler. Something like that. Let's go with that.
She stole like some Sephora makeup or some bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My initial guess was going to be like got mixed in the wrong crew, drug related, maybe had a boyfriend, husband or something that, you know, got caught up, maybe a friend, whatever. But I did also shout out to Google and the AI experience. It says Gomez said at the time she was robbing houses, which was like 2006. There was many false alarms related to home security systems because there were so many. It was unlikely the police would actually show up. Police were called. She knew that she had 10 to 15 minutes to complete the robbery.
What a fucking bitch.
So she did a decade in prison.
Yeah.
A decade? This pretty chick?
That's what it says.
Why would they put a pretty girl in jail? That's
Jennifer Gomez spent 10 years in a Florida prison system for burglarizing homes.
So now you understand like why it would be pretty dope to be the guard, right? Because you'd be like, what's up, Gomez? You need something.
She's talking about how
bad a little burly time. Huh?
Yeah, but the feminine hygiene, the seafood smells. Here's the truth.
I have dealt with, in the free world, I have dealt with women that smell god awful.
But they don't they say like if you there's some kind of correlation about women in the smells and being somehow related to them. I don't know if that's a thing. Have you guys heard that?
Wait, no. Explain it one more time.
There's something, I'm going to look this up over there, but I remember seeing, and maybe it wasn't true or whatever, but the smell of a woman, depending if it smells really good or really, really bad, is some kind of, because some women smell bad to some, but smell okay to some.
Pheromones.
Yeah.
But if I probably should have done the research, but if they smell good or bad is how they could actually be related to you.
Well, I don't know that last part. That's the interesting part to me.
Maybe
every time I smell, you know, the scent of a woman, I go,
hoo-ah. All right. So I'm probably not going to be able to find that, but I thought that there was something that how if the smell of that can actually relate, like you said, the pheromones or something can relate to the genes. And then if the genes, depending on the smell, could mean that somehow you're either related or distantly related. I don't know. It was
so
probably
the
needed to be
you
done.
Are, the closer you are related.
Something,
man, there's definitely a chance that I've like banged a brother or sister because I've had some smelly ones.
And I don't know if it's the good smell, the bad smell. We'll look into it, or we'll let people tell us how wrong we are if I happen to clip that one.
How fucked up of nature would it be? Like, the better it smells, the more related you are. Yeah, it's like, oh, this pussy's amazing. I'm your sister.
Hey, third removed. I just figured that they had to do this in Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing matter.
Say Alabama again.
So this article, ABC News, is probably not what we're talking about. It says, if you have ever been attracted by a person's scent, it may be their genes you actually smell. Researchers believe that women can identify men based on differences as small as a single gene. And then they did some research on a group of 49 women were asked to smell 10 boxes.
Nice.
Which I'm assuming they were actual boxes, which contained pieces of T-shirts that had either been worn by men or contained a familiar household odor such as bleach or clove. And they went on to there, and then they said, you know, then they start to link the gene pattern, potential this and that. But
So is it good or bad?
That's what I was trying to read real quick, but because they close it with, given that you can't often tell who your father is, it would be important to evolve a way that you can.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Yeah. Now, I do know this. Apparently, you know how they always say, like, the kid looks most like the dad whenever it's first born?
The girl looks like the dad or the boy looks like the mom.
Well, no, right at the first like, couple days after a kid's born, they look most like the dad, and then it's going to change, right? It's from nature where basically if we were still primates, you know, it keeps us from killing our own kid and wanting to fuck again.
Oh.
Yeah. You can look this up. Both of y'all look giving
perplexed,
me this
yeah.
skeptical hippo eyes.
Ooh.
Look, whoa, how, yeah, look how fucking bad it is, dude.
That's a night.
Oh, this is
who
rough.
Do you think looks worse right now? Burley or half of the people that lost in WrestleMania?
Oh, I look worse for sure. I, you know what? And I've still got to do things today. That's what sucks.
That is what
you can do early. Text, man. Still be in bed. You woke me up.
You're welcome. And I was, so we were sending Instagram messages and we're like, all right. So we're like, all right, we've given them 40 minutes. We're going to go with this. And I said, and this is once you start the live, that's when people wake up. There's something in the atmosphere that's like, I was supposed to do something. Yeah. Every episode, we're going to have a Home Alone reference. You're welcome, viewers.
Yes.
That's what we do. There's just, what? We're just talking in Macaulay Culkin, huh?
When I was young, I looked like him. I had blonde hair. I had blue eyes.
Dreamy.
Yeah,
I was.
Dreamy.
You turned out much better than him, I'm assuming, through your 20s and 30s.
Much different from him now.
Didn't you have a pretty rough,
rough time?
But he was just oddly shaped, right? Like, he didn't really have, like, a bad drug problem or anything like that, right?
That I think he did. Know. Let's see. Macaulay Culkin.
I mean, I think he was just shitty and fucking skinny.
He made enough money to never work. In 2004, he was arrested for marijuana and prescription meds. So, according to the mirror.co, all the UK was throwing out here some stuff. Let's go right with this one. This is theguardian.com said Macaulay Culkin was not pounding $6,000 of heroin a month.
Oh.
I would be tough if he was, though. Get it.
Talk
dope.
About drug rumors, dodging paparazzi, and his cheese-flavored Velvet Underground tribute act.
Cheese-flavored Velvet Underground tribute act?
This is what the headline from TheGuardian.com says. Here, let's bring it up. Guardian.com. Make sure you guys check it out if you're a Cleveland Guardian fan or you're just looking for some news.
Ugh, I hate that
and an
name.
Article that is 7 years old. All right? Look at right here. The Home Alone star talks about
like
the
Kid Rock.
He does.
I wonder if they pick up each other's smells.
Oh, my gosh.
Of all the modern myths, it is the fall of the child star that most compels us, whether they're embarking on a 55-hour marriage, throwing bongs out of windows, or abandoning monkeys at customs. We can't seem to get enough. All right. So there's something pathological in our need to tear down icons of innocence, and obviously
bucket list for me. Leave a monkey at the airport.
Right? So what do we got here? So they went through there. They interviewed him. Where's all the good stuff? Where's the good? Oh, there's him and Michael Jackson. That's an interesting.
He looks older there with Michael Jackson. I thought they were hanging out when he was much younger.
He missed out.
Back in the good years. Where it was still tight.
I can't determine or figure if he actually did drugs. There's a whole...
I don't think he ever really had a problem. I think that he was just unfortunately skinny and people assumed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do we got here?
Right here. In 2012, photographs of him looking gaunt, almost transparent, set tabloids aflame with stories he was addicted to heroin and codeine, following the breakdown of his relationship with Miley Kunis, given his friendship with Adam Green and this and that. Does he say? Does he, like, where is he saying here? This is a long article with a lot of...
The Guardian trick us.
Clickbait. Gotcha.
And silly stuff is going on, but I was not pounding $6,000 of heroin every month or whatever. The thing that bugged me was tabloids wrapping it all in this weird guise of concern. I know you're trying to shift papers. Is there a story he might want to tell one day in his own terms? Perhaps. Whatever his recreational habits were, I'm surprised by how unscrewed up he actually is. Okay.
Yeah, so he's got it together. Good for him. You take a little bit of MJ in the back.
Life gets better from there.
Keeps you good. Would you take a little MJ for all that money? I would. You think his wiener's still black?
I don't know.
The stretch marks, stage, yeah, right? Probably.
Whoa. Man, there's some people in... It's. I mean, this could go down a whole other thing, but it's weird how certain people become very popular, very lucrative, and very fucking twisted.
Who?
I mean, just think of all the people in there. The stuff with P. Diddy in the news, Michael Jackson. There's a lot of famous people that ended up with a lot of money and fame. People don't change just because you get money and stuff. Like, they had to be twisted before they were famous, right? Or do you think nature versus nurture?
I think I was talking to Rob about this the other day. Something like, you always hear stories about these old school rock stars that were banging every single chick in the world, and then it's almost like they got bored with it, so they started like fucking around with dudes. Like, is there a certain point wherever you're just like, I need to do something fucked up now?
I've never been at that point in life.
Normal shit. I need to do something fucked up.
They're surrounded by yes men, so whatever in their group, they're not going to tell them no, so they can do whatever they want. They have the money now, so they have the fall guy if they get in trouble, right? Like Rashid Rice. Yeah,
KCU guy.
But yeah, if you have the resources and you like, I want to try something crazy, because imagine how boring life is. You do the same shit every day, and now you get to that level of fame. You get to that next level of fame, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna do something fucking crazy. I'm gonna get away with this too. Until you don't, it's like 10, 15 years later, then yeah, get the fuck out of the country.
Lots of other countries, and you could take your millions and be billions in a lot of other countries.
There's things that all three of us would do for sure. If we knew we'd get away with it, we'd be like, what's this about? I'm not talking about pedophile shit. I'm talking about just like, there's going to be some shit that we're like, I won't have access to this at any other time in my life other than this, just because I'm at this level and whatever. You have to take a plunge on some things.
Something. There has.
Oh, come on, Gate. Come on.
I wouldn't, man. I'd go crazy.
You never wanted to like kill an endangered species or something?
That's where my brain went with you. Yeah, I was like, what animal are you going to kill that you don't think you could?
Eat a baby seal? And just go.
While singing Kiss by a Rose?
Yes. Yeah, you could eat seal with seal.
Yeah.
No. My first thought was like, man, I just want to build my bat cave and just disappear.
You need seal to be there. That's the soundtrack in the goddamn
Batman Forever.
Yeah, dude.
That would be.
Yeah, there's got to be. Wait. Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Okay. I saw the light bulb go on.
Yeah, now I'm waking up a little bit. What's the one thing that, like, I could get away with this? I'm doing it. Like, I think for me, it would be, like, get a bunch of terrible people and just do, like, a hunting safari with them. You know, just like, all right, you got one day to hide. It's a high fence operation. And I can just go really, like, human hunting. You know what I mean? Just get a bunch of pedophiles, let them loose on my land and say, all right, come back tomorrow. You're all dead. Better hide.
Isn't there some kind of movie where they did human hunting?
Oh, there's a bunch of versions of this. Yeah. But I really want to do it. It really unlocks something in my brain where I just want to human hunt. I hate pedophiles, dude. Fucking hate them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody likes them.
Somebody likes them.
Well,
somebody.
Elon Musk. Maybe he'll be the next one to set these up where he's going to say, you know what? We're going to take all these pedophiles. We're going to put them on a different planet, different rules. And then you're going to be able to.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, let's do that for our draft order. It's like,
I just bet on which pedophile makes it the longest. They've made a few movies of this too, where they like, you know, toss a bunch of criminals on an island, and the last one alive gets to be set free. Would you watch that on pay per view?
I've watched that movie with Stone Cold Steve Austin condemned.
No, but if it was real, yes, I would.
I would watch it on pay-per-view. It's kind of
I'd watch that over the Tyson Paul fight for sure.
Damn right. Just go on YouTube the next day. I'll be up there. Just see the highlights.
It'll be live on Reddit.
I don't
the whole
pay
time.
For anything. Reddit's don't ever read a link. You know, hop in the DMs, sir.
I was gonna say we got talking a couple of weeks ago, or on the Body Wrong or whatever, with that Yubin, where his post went viral, and I put in like 35, 40 minutes of trying to find that goddamn post. Still never found it.
What post?
Do you remember when he made, I think he said it on the, I thought it was the Body Wrong, but maybe it wasn't, where he.
It was Body Wrong, yeah.
Yeah, he's where he fun made of, a tweet about
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. And then it went very viral. He looked at it on the Thursday show today, because I happened to bring it up, and he's like, no, it's still there. The post isn't, the account isn't, but lots of references to it. He goes, you just got to know the username. And I'm like, you son of a bitch, don't give it to me. I'm going to find it one of these days.
I mean, surely if you just know exactly what he wrote, you can just Google that exact phrase.
I did. Oh. And it didn't come. Well, what he told me that he said, and I, but again, maybe I'm not, he said you got to go a page or two into the Google. Either way, we'll try to find it. Check out the Body Wrong podcast, everybody. It comes out Thursday or Friday, usually Thursday ish, but it's a hell of a good time. It's a pretty good time.
All right. You're going to have to give me 2 seconds. I need nicotine so bad. I've been fighting it. I thought I could handle it, but I'm losing my mind.
We can wrap up. I got nothing else. If you want to wrap it up now, we're at like 35, 36 minutes. We can. Okay, that's a good. Yeah.
I was good to go longer, but I just needed to.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah, he's got that. You a zinner?
I am a zinner. Zimbabwe.
A lot of the, was it like Bert Kreischer and those guys, isn't that when he started back up?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Zen or something like that?
It's also, there's no tobacco. This is the future, sir. This is just straight nicotine.
See, I used to chew so much. I don't dare try it again. I don't want to get back into
this
it.
This is how I quit chewing. So I miss real dip every day of my life.
That's the thing. Cool. There's days where I'm like, man, I would love to have a dip right now. But I'm like, nope. I quit it one day cold turkey. I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it sucked for a long time. But
never done that shit before.
I'm not getting back
into
it. Don't
do it. Don't get that monkey on your back. It sucks. I've quit 1,000 times.
It's like those people that have never smoked or anything, but they start doing those new age vapes. I forget that everybody's buying. And it's like, well, I'm not smoking. I'm vaping. It's like, is you using it to quit? No. This is what I'm starting with. Like fumes or whatever. It's, I was like, why would you? Whatever. That's a whole different kind of
stupidity.
I've added up what I spend a year on nicotine. It's fucking crazy.
Yikes. All right, so let's do the quick image. I threw a bunch of stuff in there that is random, from drinking way too much liquor to hangovers, McDonald's, donuts, school fundraisers, Girl Scout cookies, prisons, people stink, rich people, and Batman.
Hell yeah. Ooh. This is going to be amazing.
So I threw that in there. The first one I did, it was just a guy standing with a couple of shots. That didn't make a lot of sense. So I'm going to run this again. But while you guys are doing that, make sure you check out Goop. Wherever he is, whatever podcast he's on, he's definitely on the Body Wrong. We'll have to see what he's got going on there. Obviously, check out Burley. Check that out on Rage and Pillage podcast, Body Wrong as well. Check those guys out. It brought a shot glass. Let me just, I think we can do a little bit better, but let's show this one here. See what you guys think. Maybe it's the one. Maybe it's not the one. We'll let you guys decide.
Huh. I like whatever that design is in the shot glass.
Yeah. I know. It's a pretty cool thing. I was like, that's not bad. We'll run it one more time. And then, like I said, you're going to be able to see this was created just for this one. It's going to be the background of the thumbnail, along with a random screenshot of me and Goop doing whatever I think is funny. Sometimes it could be that. Okay. That's a good one too. This one came up with like a picture of a bunch of liquor, donuts, cupcakes. I feel like it's really missing something. It's gonna be the last chance because people are like, "What the hell are you?"
Not anybody finishes. Did you see Macaulay Culkin on the list?
I didn't add him. It doesn't do good with specific names.
Oh, okay.
And then it threw up a really creepy Batman-looking dude that Goot's probably gonna be like, "I like this one, regardless." Let me show this here. This is an interesting look.
Yo, ooh. I like Dick Tracy Batman.
That's right. You stole the words out of my mouth. I'm like, that's like a gas punk, whatever bullshit.
Steampunk.
Dick Tracy.
Is that the one?
That's the
one.
Yeah,
I like that. I like what it was. That like an oil painting? That's pretty sick. I like that.
Yeah. All right, that's the one. That's the what you're going to see in the background of our thumbnail. Thanks to AI. Thanks to Goop. Thanks to Burley. Appreciate you guys. Burley, hopefully you get some shit done. Get that nicotine. Get that hangover gone. Goop, so impressed. He did 32 shots. 6 a.m. up. Feeling good. Looking good. So, all right. Shout out to you guys. Can't thank you guys enough. Keep your sticks on the ice and be good to your wieners. Okay, bye.
All the trash cans.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.